Sixth paragraph of Bava Kamma, fourth Mishnah. If a person gave over a fire to a chayr shoyt to a cotton, deaf, mute, insane, or minor, basically people that are not responsible to watch over the fire, even so, he's part of the odom chayv dini shemayim. The person who gave it to them is only chayv dini shemayim because he did a groma. Why? Because lemaisa, it was still in the hands of another person, and that other person was the one who caused it to, the fire to make. So it was goyrim that this chayr shoyt v'kotten is going to cause a fire. Yeah. So the maisa, the question is, what do you mean? If you put a fire in the wind, and the wind blows the fire, so you're chayiv. It's not just midrash. It's not only b'dei shemayim. That's b'dei odom, you have to pay. So if I give it to a chayr shoyt v'kotten, well, that should be the same thing. I'm giving a fire in a place which I know that the fire is going to spread. So maisa, the Gemara, there's a discussion. What exactly did he give to them? So, it is machlekes hamaroyim there, whether it's talking about a case where he just gave him a coal, in which case, I didn't really give him a fire. Just, he had put in a position that he could rev up the fire. And there's another... Yeah. Okay. So, but if he gave him a flame, then really the one who gave him the flame would be chayv. Yeah, there's other opinions, but we'll stick with that one. One person brought the fire, which could not spread by itself. Then afterwards, Echad Havisa Eitzim. Then the second one brought the wood, which gave it enough fuel to make a big fire, which will spread. And maybe say Eitzim Chayim, because the first one's fire was not enough to cause the damage. Echad Havisa Eitzim, Echad Havisa Ur. It was the other way around. One person brought the wood, which can make a fire, cannot make a fire, and the second one brought the fire. So maybe say Ur Chayim. The second one brought the fire, is Chayim. He caused the fire. Ba'achav Alibo. If a third one came and he stirred up the fire, he blew down the fire to make, and it was a situation which the fire would have gone out if he wouldn't have done that. And the last one's chayv. Libsa ruach. If they set up everything, but if it won't be for the fact that a wind will come afterwards, then kulam turim, they're all potter. Now, the question remains, what do you mean? If I put a fire in a place where I know the wind's going to come and cause that to spread, some chayef. So Gemara says, here's talking about a case where he put the fire in a case where the fire would have gone out under normal conditions, and then an abnormal wind came. So I'm not responsible to assume that such an abnormal wind will come. Yeah. He lit a fire and it burnt wood, or avonim, burnt stone to offer earth. All these cases, chayef, shenem, kitzei, seishim, osakoisim, nechel, godo, shalakoma, oyasoda. So it says, whatever it burns, whether it's hay or straw or the field itself, the one who will lit the fire has to pay. Over Godushukovayabahamas, if it went over a fence which is 4 amas tall, or Derech HaRavim, or went through Derech HaRavim, which is 16 amas wide, on a heart of a river potter, that's an abnormal thing for that to happen. It didn't have to be Choshish that it'll jump over these things. If a person makes a fire in his field at Kamatabat Leka, how far could we say that he will still be chayiv? In other words, if he has a gigantic piece of property and he leaves a fire in the middle of his property, does he have to be concerned it will go all the way out of his property? So we look at it as if he'd be inside the area, which is, you would plant 30 saws of grain, which is 274 amas, about 75,000 square amas. So in such a big area, you're not choishish. Rabbi Lezer says, "Sheishesrei amas kederu shuzerabim." Even if you have 16 amas in each direction, that's enough. You don't have to be concerned that it will spread. Kamuvan, you can't be talking about a case where all around it is straw or some of that wood, because there's an open field around it. Kivayim achamishim amas, 50 amas. That everything goes, we pass on like Rav Shimon, that there's no set number. It depends what you left there, under what wind conditions and everything else. And that, if it's something that would under normal conditions spread, then you're chayiv.